It had been a long and brutal night. Frank Black was sitting up straight in his oak chair. Its high backrest and attached velvet cushion made it his favourite chair. No other chair he owned could support his ageing spine to the same degree. He did everything in this chair. Ate, watched television, read the newspaper, and guarded the bedroom behind him. Technically, he didn't need to be on guard. The bedroom door, like his sturdy chair, was solid oak. And even before malnourishment, she'd been slight. No chance she'd have the strength to break down this locked door. Still, he remained. He needed to be here, every long and brutal night, listening. As the week-long storm holding Whitby in its savage grip had intensified, so it seemed had her pain. And his. Nothing made you feel as if you'd descended into hell faster than screaming winds outside your home, combined with wailing agony within. But despite the living hell, he remained. Each morning, he left his home with barely any rest, only to return that evening to do it all over again. Every long and brutal night, sentry at his post. It was hard to measure, but Frank felt as if last night had been the worst yet. Because at one point, there'd been complete silence within, while the ear-splitting cracks of thunder raged outside. He'd managed 30 minutes before he could handle it no longer, and went into her, terrified that her heart had given out. Thankfully, no. She'd given signs of life by spitting in his face. Frank looked at his watch. It was early. He wasn't working today, but he'd planned to go food shopping and wanted to beat the late morning crowds. Pulling himself away from the sound of her sobbing was another agony he endured. All day, the guilt would gnaw at him, and doubts would consume him. Frank knew he should let her go, knew this wasn't right, and he'd always known better. But sometimes the line between what you knew you should do and what you felt compelled to do, well, it just blurred. He'd seen it so many times in others, in those he'd brought to justice. So, with the line blurred, she'd stay, and he'd sit here and suffer every long and brutal night. And eventually, in the moments in which exhaustion claimed her and she slept, he may allow himself a moment to cry. And if the crying ever became too overpowering and his sobs too loud, he'd retreat quickly to his bedroom. Because he just couldn't believe she'd enjoy that, hearing him suffer. What he believed, what he really believed, was that the longer he kept her, the longer she endured this torment, the more chance she'd come to love him again. Because she'd loved him before, once upon a time. And love like that could never really die, could it? Frank's phone rang. He recognized the number. He stood, stretched out and groaned. It may be his best chair, but that didn't mean it solved his back problem. He was 64 and ready for the scrap heap. He answered his mobile phone in the kitchen.
It's my day off, he said.
I'm sorry, Detective Chief Inspector, but we've recovered a body.